Lovely to welcome into the studio this afternoon, good friend of mine and a colleague, Mr. Peter Black. Hello.
Hello, James. Great to be here at Brooklands Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Good to have you here, particularly as you're going to be doing something incredible over the summer holidays, because as we know, as teachers, summer holidays are sacred, really, but you're going to be doing something quite amazing, aren't you?
It's a bit bonkers, I have to say. Yes, I am. I'm in the middle, or in the latter stages of my training, to try and do a cross-channel, six-person swim relay on the 29th of August to raise funds for adults with spinal injuries. And it's a bit of a journey that I'm on at the moment, but I'm committed to it and I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, I bet. It is a big challenge, as you say. Quite an amazing thing to do. So what made you, why did you decide to do it? I mean, personally for me, I'm quite lazy. I wouldn't imagine doing something like that. But what made you think, okay, this is something I really want to do?
Well, I think I've always been a very keen swimmer, James, and I've done distance swims inside for different charities over the years. I've swum twice before for Aspire UK in 2009, 2014, and clicking around, it's a charity that's really special to my heart, and then I saw a link that said Adventure Challenge Series. I thought, wow, let's have a look at this. And before I knew it, I'd applied to go to an assessment day last November at their main rehab unit in Stanmore, Middlesex. Put through the paces, lots of time swims, interview, committed to fundraising, lots of money for the charity, which is great. And before I knew it, I was offered a place on a swim relay team, and the journey had begun. So, and here, and it's just keep on going. And I'm on board that boat, and I'm swimming away, and I have to say, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm thoroughly enjoying the whole challenge.
Good. Well, the thing, and obviously it must take a lot of preparation, and obviously, say, working with you, and we've been talking a lot on Twitter and everything over the time, you've done a lot of training. What sort of things have you had to do, and how long have you actually been training for? When did it all start?
I've only been doing outdoor swimming outside of pools for the last year. So
Wow.
In terms of a lot of the participants in these in this summer's relays, I'm relatively inexperienced. The idea to do outdoor swimming came around swimming with my family in the Canaries last summer, lovely warm sea, enjoyed the experience, clicked around and thought, well, what does it mean to do outdoor swimming in the UK? Well, it's going to be cold. What are your options? Well, they're either in lakes or you take a trip down to the sea. So I needed to start finding out. I started doing lake swimming last summer, and two local lakes, not a million miles from where we are, over in Shepparton and over in Thorpe, swimming there regularly. And then latterly, since the sea has started to warm up, and it's all a big start, from May onwards, I've been doing swim training weekends down on the south coast, down at Dover and Hythe.
Nice.
And the first one was mighty cold. It was mighty cold, 12 and a half degrees. And and I was told if I can get through that, it will heat up. But still, it's cold. I mean, there's no getting away from it. And a lot of it is building up your ability to cope with cold water, as well as being put through the paces by the charity and the organisers to build up your swim training stamina.
Yeah, I mean, it must be quite a big mental game as well. Obviously, physically, you've got to be tough, but mentally, getting into that cold water must be very difficult to do sometimes.
It is, but I'm part of a team, so there's a part of six of us, and the support that we're given is absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have done it without the support of the charity and also my team. And we're put together with swim buddies. So within our six, I tend to swim with another person who's a more experienced swimmer than me, and quite often that person has to come back and give me a little bit of a nudge and say, "Keep going, Peter, you can do it." There's only another 45 minutes until you have to get out of the water, which is often the case, and I keep going. And you keep pushing yourself, and you keep going to the next boundary or the next buoy at the end of Dover Harbour, and you're cold and you're getting tired and you're cramping up and there's jellyfish swimming around you, but you know you're not alone. There are 42 other people doing it. You're being cheered on from the side, and you want to do it. Why? You've got to want to do it.
You can't give up halfway across.
No, and the camaraderie that I'm experiencing, and these five other people that I've been put together with, they're just smashing people, and we didn't know each other before we entered into this journey.
Wow.
And we're really forming a bond. We communicate all the time on social media. We've got WhatsApp groups. We're tweeting. We're on the Facebook connections all the time, checking out what's going on and encouraging each other in our different and they're listening today.
And they're listening.
They're listening
today. Well done, the rest of the team. Well done. So talking about, obviously, some of the things that you've had to go through, you mentioned jellyfish. What sort of difficult... I mean, have you had a jellyfish sting? I hate to ask.
Well, I have.
Have you?
I've now had my first jellyfish sting. Ooh. And then about 12 hours later, I had my second jellyfish sting. And, you know, I hadn't planned for it. And that's not part of the mandatory training that you have to be stung by a jellyfish. But I'm really pleased to have got that out of the way, as it were.
Imagine, so that's quite a daunting thought.
By a jellyfish once or more times in the middle of the channel, I've got a half idea what it's going to be like. And it's not nice. You feel a little sting and you feel some little tentacles go into you and you wince up. You get on with it.
Yeah,
and you do, and you come through it, and you get out, and you're stinging a bit. Perhaps you put some cream on. It does go away, and there are ways to get the tentacles out. It's one of the challenges for swimming the channel. When you're in mid-channel, there could be petrol floating around. There could be some bits of small debris from ships, all sorts of things. But they're just part of what you've got to go through to get to France.
As you say, actually, you sort of don't think about it as such. You hear about the cross-channel swimming and, well, not many people do it, to be fair. The very brave few. But actually, it is quite dangerous. There are dangers in there. You're saying the petrol and obviously the jellyfish, but also you've got the boats just going the whole time. You know, it's...
You have got the boats, and there's some amazing photos with long angle shots of the boats look incredibly close to you. We swim under the banner of a cross-channel swimming and piloting federation, and every day there's so many checks put into place that the big shipping lines, they know who is going to be doing either a solo attempt or a swim relay attempt.
Oh, that's good.
They know the channels they're going to be taking, and it's all regulated. But some of the close-up pictures do look a bit scary, I have to say.
Sounds it. So with the team, you've got an amazing team. Obviously, there are the six of you that are going to be swimming this year. Have you enjoyed working with the others? You said there's been a good camaraderie. And have any of them done it before? Have they been able to give you any advice and support in that way?
I am the junior of the six people, and Colin Palmer, our boat leader, has been keeping regular tabs on us down at our training weekends, and also asking us to submit monthly mile times, which gives you an indication of how fast you're going to swim your leg or legs when you're out in the middle of the channel. And I've got my mile time down 6 or 7 minutes from my starting time back in last November. I've got the furthest amount to make up. Which is good, and it's helping the team cause. And what tends to happen is that the fastest swimmer will go first, second fastest, third fastest, and then Peter will jump in on the sixth hour. Peter will jump in on the 12th hour,
good
probably. And then you keep rotating until, all things being equal, you touch down and pick a pebble up from the shores on Calais, or just outside of Calais.
Is that the rule?
You pick a pebble up and you hold it up, I believe, and then the klaxon goes or the timer stops, and there are official observers in the accompanying boat that will then tell you, yes, you've made it to France, yes, you've done it by following all the rules, and this is your official time.
Wow.
And then you have to swim back to the boat.
What, the whole way to England?
Well, the boat...
I was going to say, wait a minute, that wasn't part of the deal, surely.
No, the boat can't make it to the shore. So the boat's hovering maybe, I don't know, 400, 500 metres offshore.
Yeah.
And either the last person... Sometimes all of the six people will jump in to do the last few hundred metres together.
Yeah.
It depends on the time of day and the conditions. Come back to the boat. And then it's full steam ahead back to Dover and hopefully catching the last orders in one of the local pubs in Dover.
It's a nice way to finish it off, isn't it, really? God, I genuinely thought you had to swim all the way back then. I was going to say, hang on, no. Surely not. So talking distance and time, we were talking about this the other day, actually, but what is the sort of time that you think it's going to take for your team?
Of the seven teams that are being sponsored by Aspire UK this summer, one of them's already gone, the Sea Eagles, and they made it in about 16 and a quarter hours.
Wow.
The first person jumped into the water, I think it was 1:20 in the morning, and touched down off the cap in France around about 5:30 that afternoon.
That's good.
So they were looking about 16 and a quarter hours, something like that. And there's amazing GPS trackers that anybody who wants to could look at online, and as the swim unfolds, they can see how the route takes them, and you can do it every 15 minutes, every half an hour, every hour, and you can see the swim unfold.
That's really cool.
Some of my slightly more unbelieving friends believe that when I jump into the water, the line might start moving back towards Dover and not carrying on to France. I can assure all the listeners that won't happen. No, and I'll keep it moving forward.
Yeah, you will indeed. So you've mentioned a few times that you're raising money for Aspire, a great UK charity that's helping people with spinal cord injury. Why did you choose to support them? Is it a charity that's close to you, or is it just one you went with?
Aspire is a charity I've supported twice before. Their big fundraiser each year is to do, it's called 22 Miles, 12 Weeks, Your Pool. And it's to swim the distance of the channel over a 12-week period. Mm-hmm. And a 25-metre pool. That's
I'm just going to stop you there just a second, Peter. We're having some more issues with that microphone, so I'm going to bring in this one over here. Bear with us, technical difficulty, it's all good. There we go, hopefully that works now. You can carry on talking again.
Okay, and I did their indoor challenge, which is incredibly popular, and I've done it twice, in 2009, 2014, and raised some money for a great cause, but started to finding out about the way they work, their setup, and how they will support swimming as a vehicle for fundraising. So the next step up was to click on the Adventure Spirit series link at the bottom of the Aspire and find out, wow, What next? And there are lots of options. You can swim the River Arun. You could do a Loch Ness relay. You can swim the Solent to the Isle of Wight.
That's
or
amazing.
You could apply to try and do a cross-channel swim relay.
Wow.
And that was the one I applied for. And last November, I was offered a place after an assessment day.
Mm. That is fantastic. That is brilliant. And obviously, being a school teacher as well, there's always the opportunity for fundraising.
Yeah.
Have you found, not just in school, but within the community, have you found people been very supporting of this? How have you raised that money?
It's been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, my school, Thames Ditton, have been incredibly supportive. And a big thank you to everyone connected with 4B, my class at school. We've done 2 cake sales. We've done Guest Mr. Black's Time to the Nearest Minute for our school swimathons, which James and a lot of the teachers took part in as well. £2 a guest, and lots of local businesses offered up prizes, cinema tickets, swim passes to Hampton Pool. That was fantastic. So those are three of the main ones through the school community, and lots of the families have also been incredibly generous by offering up their own personal donations.
And as a team, what sort of target are you aiming for? Is there a target?
Target, yes. We're asked. It's a part of the deal is you have to raise £1,750 per person.
Wow.
And I thought, well, let's get this organised. Let's go early. So I set up things like cake sales and National Swimathon times and other external events. And I've been chipping away at it. And I think I reached the target about 6 weeks ago.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm through now, and I'm about £100 short of £2,000.
Wow.
Which is brilliant. And the money's still coming in, which is fantastic.
Amazing. And you haven't got long to go. You've got about 5-6 weeks?
Five or six weeks.
Yeah.
The actual swim itself is on the 29th of August.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling...
the big question.
If I had to sum it up in 3 words, I don't think I could do it. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I am ready. I am apprehensive. I'm excited, it's hard to put into words, James. It really is. But as you know, I mean, I've been banging on about it in my workplace, but everyone's been so positive and really supportive, and that's that good feel factor counts for an awful lot.
Yeah,
it really does. So yeah, let's do it.
Amazing. We'll be behind you every step of the way, Peter, on that one. Peter is going to be swimming with his team across the channel on the 29th of August. If people want to get in contact and they want to raise some money, we'll put some information on the Twitter feed. Now, is there any other websites or links you want to mention while you're here?
Yes, I'm tweeting Peter Rollo B on Twitter. I think you're probably going to provide details of some of my fundraising pages later.
I will
on,
indeed.
James.
I will indeed.
So those are the main two vehicles, and there's also something called Aspire Swim Series on Facebook, and they have regular updates as well.
Fantastic. Peter, big thank you for coming in today. Fingers crossed with it all.
Thank you. Could I just give a very quick mention?
Oh, of course you can.
A very quick mention. My 19-year-old daughter, Jess, is listening over in Carmel, just outside San Francisco.
Lovely.
And she and the Rao family she's staying with are sending all the very best to Brooklyn's Radio and for my interview today. So just a special mention to them.
For sure. Thank you very much for listening as well. And, of course, supporting your dad. Very important. Peter, I say big thanks for coming in. Let us know how it goes.
I certainly will. I'll keep you in touch.
And I'm sure we'll have you back in September.
Oh, James, it's been fantastic.
Succeeded.
Thank you so much.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.